Getting the upper hand. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The White House claims in the fight against the coronavirus.
The White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients said thanks to vaccines, antivirals, masks, and more.
We're moving toward a time when COVID isn't a crisis, but is something we can protect against and treat.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said they are continuing to assess data and trends as they prepare to update guidance on things like masks. Walensky was asked if their update might coincide with the lifting of some states' mask mandates that won't take effect for at least another week or two.
We anticipate that many of these will intersect in terms of timing.
The seven-day average of cases has declined 40% and hospitalizations declined 28%.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Schools in Virginia will no longer be able to force school children to wear masks starting March the 1st under a bill passed by state lawmakers and signed yesterday by Governor Glenn Youngkin.
Parents will have the ability to opt out if they think that's the best thing for their child. This is about empowering parents, and we're doing it across the Commonwealth.
Governor Youngkin had promised during his election campaign to end school mask mandates. The state of Texas is suing the Biden administration over mask mandates on airplanes and in airports, saying the president exceeded his authority in ordering them and hasn't been able to prove that masks can stop the virus from spreading. The transportation mask mandate is scheduled to expire a month from now. The White House says don't be fooled by Russia's claims that it's pulled back some of its forces from the borders of Ukraine, saying the opposite is true.
A senior administration official says they've confirmed Russia has increased its troop presence along the Ukrainian border by as many as 7,000 troops, with some of those troops arriving as recently as Wednesday. There's also been concerns over an increase in false claims by Russians that the Kremlin might use as a pretext for invasion.
Fox's Sean Lenchel in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Fox News.
Police in Ottawa, Canada, have handed out warning letters to the truck drivers who are now in the third week of their freedom convoy in protest of COVID restrictions. The truckers have been told if they don't clear out today, they'll be arrested and their trucks towed away. The Prime Minister being sharply criticized by his political opponents.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau used the Emergencies Act to clear clogged streets and border crossings and sanction those behind the protest. Parliament opposition leader Candace Bergen says Trudeau hasn't been clear about why he used it and why it's still in place.
Things are de-escalating as we speak. So why is the Prime Minister using this hammer on Canadians?
Trudeau, speaking through opposition taunts, said the crisis met the Act's standard.
And now, across the country, police of jurisdiction have the tools necessary to keep people safe.
Trudeau said the Act would only be focused where the blockades had the most adverse effect. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts considering a measure to allow illegal immigrants to drive in the state legally.
Regardless, if you're in the country legally or illegally, Massachusetts Democrats are pushing to allow immigrants to get a driver's license. A measure to do so has cleared the state house. Supporters say many in the U.S. illegally drive regardless, and allowing immigrants to take a driver's test would give them the opportunity to demonstrate they can safely be on the roads. Opponents say giving out licenses to those that break our laws sends the wrong message and will entice others to do so. Massachusetts could join 16 other states in Washington, D.C. in allowing immigrants to get licenses. Tom Graham, Fox News.
At the Winter Olympics in China, the U.S. has lost the gold medal game in women's hockey to Canada 3-2, and American skier Michaela Schifrin has fallen again in a slalom event. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.